Manlio's eyes narrowed. If that's all, it's not enough. There have been 2 Selden crises so far, and both times the Foundation was in danger of extermination. Nothing can be a 3rd crisis till that danger returns. Sut never showed impatience. That danger is coming. Any fool can tell a crisis when it arrives. The real service to the state is to detect it in embryo. Look, Manlio, we're proceeding along a planned history. We know that Harry Selden worked out the historical probabilities of the future. We know that someday we're to rebuild the Galactic Empire. We know that it will take 1,000 years or thereabouts. And we know that in that interval we will face certain definite crises. Now, the first crisis came 50 years after the establishment of the Foundation, and the second 30 years later than that. Almost 75 years have gone since. It's time, Manlio. It's time. Manlio rubbed his nose uncertainly.
And you've made your plans to meet this crisis?
Sut nodded.
And I, continued Manlio, am to play a part in it.
Sut nodded again.
Before we can meet the foreign threat of atomic power, we've got to put our own house in order.
These traitors.
Ah.
The primate stiffened and his eyes grew sharp.
That's right. These traitors.
They are useful, but they are too strong and too uncontrolled. They are outlanders, educated apart from religion. On the one hand, we put knowledge into their hands, and on the other, we remove our strongest hold upon them.
If we can prove treachery?
If we could, direct action would be simple and sufficient. But that doesn't signify in the least. Even if treason among them did not exist, they would form an uncertain element in our society. They wouldn't be bound to us by patriotism or common descent, or even by religious awe. Under their secular leadership, the outer provinces, which, since Hardin's time, look to us as the holy planet, might break away.